Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by Self Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
And just before we get to our interview with Kyle Borsa of the U of R Rams, their outstanding running back who has returned from suspension and was getting ready for the combines and the CFL draft until COVID-19 threw a wrench into it, I want to acknowledge a sponsor that's gotten back on board, David Dubé and the Concord Group of Companies, and more specifically, Pizza Huts in Saskatchewan, as they stepped up to the plate and supported this podcast once again. Really thank them for their support of athletics at the grassroots level. So if you're hungry, make sure you stop by a Pizza Hut in Saskatchewan in these tough times of not going to restaurants. Time now for our interview with Kyle Borsa. And our guest this week is Kyle Borsa, outstanding running back for the University of Regina Rams. Let's start with some positive news, Kyle. You're officially back with the team, which I know what's going on in the world. We'll get to that in a second, but that's got to feel good at least. You're back with the team, a member of the team again.
Yeah, it was nice. It was good getting that monkey off my back for sure. Walking into the locker room, the boys welcomed me with open arms, and so did the coaches, so felt super nice.
How much do you appreciate the game now? Not that you didn't before, but how much more do you appreciate it now that it's taken away from you? I guess, like, what was it like to walk into the locker room after that long hiatus?
Well, to begin with, you kind of understand what the type of privileges student-athletes get, and it's like, it's night and day compared to the average student. So that's I definitely miss that. And as for the game of football, it's just such a reality check, just knowing that the game could be taken from you at any second. And I mean, I think that was going to happen to me 2 years ago. So it was definitely a nice reality check. I'm just happy it's over with now, and I just can't wait to move on.
Yeah, and it's going to take a little bit of a while to move on. What do you make of this coronavirus thing?
I don't know. It's super unfortunate. I'm just hoping everybody's safe during the time and spending time with their families.
Frustrating for you though, man. Talk about not having a chance to show your stuff at the combine, because the regional combines and then the main combine.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been kind of what I've been working towards lately for the last however many months, 18 months or whatever. But sometimes life just happens, and yeah, Nothing you can really do.
Yeah. So, Kyle, how do you approach it now? Like, you were going to go to regionals, you were going to go to the main combines. How do you get yourself in front of the people that you need to get in front of? Because I imagine they'll be I talked to Coach Dick and said the teams will be making phone calls, more phone calls, doing it that way. But how do you get in front of them? Are you concerned about that?
I don't know. I'm more concerned about the Rams right now. Yeah. At the end of the day, you have to be a good football player if you want to play in the CFL. So I'm just going to keep training, working super hard like I have been, not change that, and I'm hoping it's going to show out onto the field, and then those guys find the talent. So that's all I can really do, and yeah, we'll see.
Are you holding out hope for that East-West Shrine game?
Well, yeah, obviously. It would be nice to shake some rust off and hopefully get my name out there with playing and with the combine or whatever. So I'm hoping it happens, but I mean, if officials say it's healthier to stay home, then I'll stay home.
Now, yeah, of course, and we all got to adhere to that, and you have a very positive and mature attitude about it. Kyle Borsa joining us here, talking about his upcoming year, hopefully, with the University of Regina Rams. Are you concerned about that you might not have a year? It's a long way out, but for a guy that's got to bang off some rust, I mean, it's one thing to stay in shape, Kyle. It's another thing to be in game shape, and that's something you haven't been a part of for a while. Are you concerned about that, the rust?
No, I'm not too concerned, honestly. They get you prepared for that in camp. They get you prepared for that with preseason games and all that type of stuff. So I'm not too concerned when it comes time that the regular season would happen. Yeah. Hopefully it happens. But no, I'm not too concerned about being in game shape. I think our coaches know what they're doing and are going to put us in a place to win.
So what's going on with your team? Are you guys staying in regular contact? Do you have chat rooms? Are you in isolation? Are you working out with somebody? Like, how's this working for you?
No, we have our team chats, whatever. For now, we cancel it all. We're not doing our team lists. We're not meeting up for practice. No, we're just going to stay isolated for now and then see where this goes.
Okay, so how will this Kyle Borsa be different than the one we last saw on the field? Not only in terms of your play, but how you approach the game. What did this time off, besides teaching you appreciate the game, are we going to see a different Kyle Borsa, I guess?
Yeah. I have a big chip on my shoulder. That's no secret. I'm going to play the game a bit angrier than I have in the past, and that's what I intend to do. And there's going to be no secret of me having a chip on my shoulder, that's for sure.
What do you got to do to take your game to the next level? Have you identified in your solitude and your time alone what you need to do better as a football player?
Individually, I think I can improve in every aspect of the game, but as to where the game's going now, I think you have to be able to offer more than just one thing. Like, I know I can catch the ball out of the backfield. I know I can run the ball. I do need to improve on my pass blocking skills and all that type of stuff. Lateral quickness. I know I'm fast vertically, but laterally I got to improve, and I'm aware of that. So I'm gonna do what I can, and we'll see.
You make a good point. You can't just be a running back now. You were always a good kick returner back all the way to the high school days when I watched you play with my son. So you've always been good at that. I really think you've shored up kind of the – I wouldn't say you fumbled a lot, but what I have said to you in the past is one bad play, Kyle Borsa would get down on himself and it would turn into three bad plays. I really saw a maturation from you the last time you were on the field, so I think you're moving towards that. But you're right. Like, you got to be able to line up in the slot. You got to be able to catch it out of the backfield, line up as a receiver, and pass blocking such a big thing too. So you got to be multifaceted now to play running back, not only at this level, but if you want to go to the next level too.
Exactly. You got to be able to play all aspects of the game if you want to get on the field. And obviously special teams is a huge thing too if you want to play at the next level. So I'm hoping my coaches, if we can get the opportunity to play, I'm hoping my coaches will let me explore that area of the field as well with special teams.
I think you will get to play. I was just putting it out there that you might not get to. So
you never know.
Yeah, and who knows? Who knows? You know better than anybody. A couple more quick questions for you, Kyle. Mentally tough. Do you feel this process has made you mentally tougher?
I do. It's like when you go through tough times individually, and it's kind of just you and you go through that on your own, you get brought back to that place when you're going through good times as well, or when you go through more bad times. Like, I went through that, I can get through this. Mm-hmm. And it definitely, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger type of deal. And it definitely does toughen you up mentally for sure.
Dude, talk about some of your workouts, because you're working out with Chi-Chi in his garage a lot there. tell me about that, because you look, dude, you're a machine.
Thank you. No, it's a different type of training. Like, I've had however many months off, and I felt like I needed a switch, and I knew him, obviously, and I'm happy I contacted him. It's more of a like a MMA type of training, body weight stuff, rather than just getting under a squat rack or getting under the bench. It's a little bit different. You're moving your body differently. It's explosive with your legs, as well as lots of reps and all that type of stuff. So yeah, it's a different type of training, and it's nice to switch it up every once in a while, too.
This is Kyle Borsa joining us here on Growing the Game with Ballsy as we're talking Rams football, and hopefully we'll be talking about it this season. Okay, so this season, let's speak of it. No Steve Bryce. Just a comment on Steve Bryce and his time with the Rams.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed Steve Bryce. He was a really good head coach for me. I enjoyed his time. It's unfortunate that I come back and he's not there, but I do feel like the university left us in a spot to succeed still with having Mark as the interim head coach, and he's going to do just fine. We had our first meetings there with him, and he seems fit for the job. So I think not having Steve Bryce there will not give us an excuse to lose next year.
Yeah, I mean, Mark McConkey, you just transitioned into my next question. Mark McConkey's a guy that comes from kind of the Bernie Schmidt, Frank McChrystal tree, was a receiver under those guys, learned a lot from Bernie Schmidt, who's forgot more about football than most guys know. And I mean, it'll be interesting to see if he's ready to be the head coach, but he's definitely a guy that you're familiar with. And that's always good to have that familiarity, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. You kind of know what to expect. It's not like you're getting a brand new guy where you have no really clue what you're walking into. So yeah, I have a good idea of what's going to be coming up.
And if you guys do play, and we're hoping you do, what do you think your chances are this year going into the season? As you look at it on paper, it was nice. To me, you guys have probably the best 1-2 punch at quarterback in the Can-West Conference in Donnelly and Sawyer Bittner, the Regina guy, or the Moose Jaw guy, Regina Thunder guy, coming home. And you're back in the backfield. I think they got some key touches in the backfield with Mbasella, so he gained some valuable experience. Maybe a little thin at the receivers. You guys got to kind of work that out and work out your line, but looks like you guys have a pretty good chance.
Yeah, no, on paper we look solid. I don't know, I definitely agree with you with the quarterback situation. Our quarterback situation is looking really good. Same with running back, as you touched on. Receivers are young, but watching those guys as I've been back, it's like I don't think we're downgrading too much at all there. Defense is going to be solid again, but I mean, you can talk about the names on paper all you want, but you never really know until you get out there, so we'll have to see.
Saw you on the track, speaking of getting out there, just to wrap up. So first of all, what's your dimensions? What are you, like 5'11"?
Yeah, 5'11". I like to say 6 feet sometimes.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good. You got to cheat. And what do you weigh now? We're on 200?
Yeah, 200, 195, just depending on the day.
And is that what you want to play at, like 195, 200?
Yeah, I'd like to be, 195 is a good number as long as I'm running fast. That's all.
And speaking of running fast, did I see correctly? It flashed pretty quickly on my Instagram or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was like 4.45. Was that right? Or am I ripping you off there by saying that?
Yeah, no, that was 4.55. You got it.
Yeah, that's good.
On a track. Keep in mind, it's not a turf field, so it'd probably be a little bit slower on turf. But yeah, no, 4.55.
Well, I haven't seen you. You know, it's funny though. I don't know how much stock do you put in that? I mean, it's great to see, but I mean, you don't line up from a guy and say, you better back up, I run a 4.45, or you better watch out. I mean, Jason Claremont, I think the fastest he ever ran was in the high 4.6s, and he always went and got the football. You know what I mean? Played at a high level in the CFL.
For sure. It's just one thing that you can't coach, right? Like, you can't coach speed, you can't coach strength, really. Like,
yeah.
Those CFL coaches, they know how to coach football. They can't coach effort, and they can't coach you working hard. So that's really all that is to me. I want to be able to say, like, hey, I have these tools. Now give me these tools that I need to succeed in at that next level. You know what I mean?
Well, if I was a CFL personnel guy listening to you and interviewing you like this, which is what they'll do at the combines, get ready for the draft, I'd be impressed with how you talk, because I'm going to be honest with you, dude. When I first talked to you back in high school, you were the one-answer king, but you've really developed, so that's good, man. Thanks for this. I appreciate it, Kyle, and I hope we get to see you on the fast track with the U of R Rams this year, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Baldy.